in the lunchtime edition. The Ministry of Education tightens security at schools in response to the upsurge in violent crime. New entry protocols in place. Parents and the MP for the area dissatisfied over the state of the Eden Lodge Primary School for the start of the new school year. The DLP concerned about how the Ministry of Education has handled the resumption of classes. The new legal year commences with the promise from the new Chief Justice to deal with the backlog of court cases. And a suspect appears in a Florida court charge for this latest assassination attempt against the former U.S. President Trump. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Security at schools in Barbados is being tightened. The Minister of Education, Kay McConnie, noting an upsurge in violent crime in the country, says the ministry is determined to ensure the school environment is as safe as possible. Ms. McConnie was speaking at the Springer Memorial School after she and the Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, and other education officials toured a number of schools to observe the resumption of classes at the start of the new school year. There are new protocols for people entering school compounds.
You recognize that the school system is a microcosm. It's a little small representation of what society is like. And unfortunately, what we are seeing happening out there in the wider society does not spell well for what our children are learning. Children will live what they learn. And if they are learning things that they ought not to be learning outside of school, rest assured that when they come into this school, they will probably bring it with them. It is important for those who have responsibility for safeguarding the premises of our schools to ensure that they are vigilant.
She outlined those new school security protocols.
And to ensure that persons who are coming to the schools are coming and they either have an appointment, and if they don't have an appointment and they have to be there for whatever legitimate reason, that we are asking the public to please bring your ID card if you're going to be coming to the school premises for any reason. The security is going to be more significant. You will have to offer your name. You will have to offer your name of your child. You have to offer the purpose for which you will be coming, and you will have to show your ID card. We are asking for the public to please comply, understanding that this is in the best interest of your child.
The Minister of Education, Kay McConnie, a number of parents, and the Member of Parliament for the area, Davidson Ishmael, has strongly voiced their dissatisfaction over the lack of readiness of the Eden Lodge Primary School for the resumption of classes this morning. Although some classes were being held, some of the teachers and students returned home, and parents also came back to the school to collect the children and complained of the state of the school plant due to the incomplete repair work. Mr. Ismail, the Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the MP for St. Michael North, outlined his several areas of concern.
There have been some technical issues in terms of the toilets, in terms of just the entire layout of the school being in disrepair. I saw some wells that need to be better remedied. And even as we speak, there is a tractor that's making some moves around the school at this point in time as well. I have made attempts to reach the Chief Education Officer and the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry. I have not been able to reach either of them as of this moment. I have no doubt that they will return my calls, but I have some photos and some videos that I will be sending to them very shortly as well. To be honest, I am disappointed that this is happening today. I know that the Ministry of Education does its level best during every summer vacation to make repairs to the schools, but I have to say here on record, I have been making several appeals for varying issues at this school plant in particular to be addressed.
He appeared visibly frustrated.
I take umbrage, and I'm a bit disappointed that some of the major issues that I have noticed over the last 2 years or so have not been addressed in full measure. So this is unfortunately just adding to some of the other technical, environmental, physical issues that we have right now in our school plan here at Eden Lodge Primary. And I'm hoping that the Ministry of Education and its technical teams, its technical resources would be fully deployed to remedy this particular situation that is right now preventing school from operating and functioning properly.
MP Davidson Ismail, the Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, said the Director of the Educational Technical Management Unit had confirmed the school was prepared to open this morning. She added that following reports of disruptions, the Deputy Education Officer was sent to investigate the matter, and the ministry is awaiting further updates.
While on tour, I understood that there was an issue at the Eden Lodge Primary School. I was not very clear about what the issue was, so we deployed the Deputy Chief Education Officer with responsibility for schools there to try to address it. I am still awaiting details. Suffice to say, we had an update from the Director of the Education Technical Management Unit, Francisco Miller, very early this morning, and he indicated that the school was ready to go. So I now have to see what the Deputy Chief Education Officer finds to make a determination relative to how we would move forward with the school.
The Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
The Democratic Labour Party wants better communication from the Education Ministry as they express deep concern over what they say are inaccuracies regarding the opening of schools. The DLP's spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon.
We are now understanding that one secondary school is now going to be online. We are hoping that the Ministry of Education understands that parents now have to make accommodation for their children. Some of them, we may not have the equipment that is needed, and in other cases, some may not have the opportunity to take time off to stay home with their children. So we again appealing to the ministries to come forward, be transparent, and to ensure that they communicate effectively, and of course, to give parents adequate notice so that they will be able to make very good decisions regarding accommodation for their children.
The DLP spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon. The Chief Justice, Leslie Haynes, has outlined a number of new measures to deal with the backlog of cases in the judicial system. He was speaking during the ceremonial opening of the new legal year. He was speaking at the Supreme Court this morning.
To date, I have identified the following types of backlog. Firstly, undelivered decisions by retired judges in the Court of Appeal. There are presently, with respect to this court, there are about 14 judgments which remain undelivered. I have spoken to the retired judicial officers involved who have assured me that these decisions will be delivered before year end. In the event that they are not so delivered, I will have no alternative but to advise the Attorney General that the matter should be retried, the costs of which retrial would lie in the pockets of the state.
That's the new Chief Justice outlining that undelivered judgments could be the matter of a retrial as part of a number of measures to address the backlog of cases in the court system. The suspected gunman in the apparent assassination attempt of the former U.S. President Donald Trump has appeared before a court in Florida. Ryan Wesley, who is 58 years old, is charged with federal gun crimes, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and possession of a firearm with an obstructed serial number. Mr. Trump was unharmed after being rushed to safety. It is the second apparent attempt on his life in 2 months. It has led to questions about the safety of U.S. presidential candidates, with some lawmakers calling for candidates to have additional security. U.S. President Joe Biden says the Secret Service needs more help and may need extra personnel. The Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says people deserve the truth about how a would-be assassin was able to get so close to Mr. Trump. Our top stories. The Barbados Ministry of Education tightened security at schools in response to the upsurge in violent crime across the country. New entry protocols are in place for school compounds. Parents and the MP for the area, Davidson Ismail, Dissatisfied over the state of the Eden Lodge Primary School for the start of the new school year, the DLP concerned about how the Education Ministry has handled the resumption of classes. The new legal year commences with a promise by the new Chief Justice to deal with the backlog of court cases, and a suspect appears in a Florida court charged for the latest assassination attempt against the former U.S. President Donald Trump. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.